Fish return to the old Fulton Fish Market this weekend. On Sunday, the New Amsterdam Market hopes to revive the seafood scene that left downtown when the Fulton Fish Market moved from South Street to the Bronx in 2005. Fishermen and purveyors will provide fresh local seafood and teach people about cutting, cleaning, and cooking fish for the second Gathering of Fisheries event. Here to talk about both the market and fish are Robert LaValva and Vinny Calabro. Robert is founder of the market. Vinny is a commercial fisherman and owner of Karen Ann Fisheries in Howard Beach. We're speaking with them for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, Robert, you recently wrote an op-ed encouraging people to reimagine the old Fulton Fish Market. Why do you think fish should return there? Isn't there a big development project that's happening on Pier 17, a mall that's going to open up there soon?
Right. That's an adjacent site. But at the fish market itself, the primary reason why we think fish should come back there is because it turns out that there are still people in and around the New York Harbor who could be delivering it by boat. And by revving up a market with that specific aim, we could really reunite that part of the waterfront with the water itself and not only look at historic buildings, but bring back a function that that area had long served.
Vinny, what are you going to be bringing to the event?
We're going to bring all local species in season.
And what is in season right now?
Right now you have fluke, you have blackfish, other bottom fish, porgies. We're going to have some scallops, we're going to have some skates, and depending upon the weather conditions and how the fishing is over the next couple of days, there may be some additional species.
And this is all coming out of Jamaica Bay?
Some of the fish are out of Jamaica Bay, some of the fish are out of the south shore of Long Island, down south towards Jersey, towards the east end of Long Island, and some of the fish will be in the Narrows in those areas too.
You've been fishing Jamaica Bay since the 1970s. Tell me about the health of the bay. I know that it's been earmarked for cleanup for a long time. The city has several sewage treatment plants that federal and state officials have been pressuring to clean up their act and reduce nitrogen loads into Jamaica Bay. How's the bay doing?
The bay is recovering, I think, very well. It had its moments over the years where, like you said, there was problems with nitrogen, there was problems with oxygen content in the water, there was a diminishing of the islands and the grasses, but there's a lot of really dynamic projects going on between bay keepers and environmentalist groups where they're starting to replant, and there's oxygenators now throughout the bay.
Robert, Gathering of Fisheries also aims to teach people about handling fish, cutting it and cleaning it. What are the most common mistakes people make?
It's not so much about mistakes. I think that people in general aren't so used to cooking fish at home that when they see a whole fish, for example, they might be afraid to buy it because they don't know the first thing about how to cut it.
Right.
And I think more than anything, that's what we wanted to give a chance for people to see, both fishermen and some chefs who are coming. Chef April Bloomfield is coming at 2 p.m., and she'll be demonstrating how she cuts a striped bass and a fluke. And so it's just a way for reducing or eliminating people's fear of fish, I think.
Signs of freshness in a fish, Vinny?
Very simple. Eye color, gill color.
What do I want to look for? I want it to still be red?
Vibrant red on the gills. Fresh fish has virtually no odor. It has a fresh fish odor.
I find that I'm always overcooking fish. It cooks up so swiftly. Vinny, any tips?
Basically, if you're doing fillets that are a pound or less, you're talking about minutes. And depending upon how you're cooking them, if you're going to grill them, broiling and frying, you're talking 7 minutes to a fillet.
Vinny Calabro is a local fisherman and the owner of Karen Ann Fisheries in Howard Beach. Robert LaValva is the founder of the New Amsterdam Market, which is located at South Street and Beekman Street. The Gathering of the Fisheries event will take place this Sunday from 11 to 4. To learn more about the market and local seafood, click on culture at WNYC.org. You can also check out my video series, 60 Second Stir Fry, on the culture page. This is WNYC.